says we're ready. I call order the Maumee Monclova Toledo Economic Development Board meeting for February 20th. I ask you all to join me and say a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Abby, what is the January date of those minutes?
16th.
I need a motion to approve the minutes from January 16th as presented by our
Fallow
secretary.
So moved.
Second.
On the motion, all those in favor, I call order. So.
Aye.
Any opposed? We don't need to swear in Paul or any of the members of Toledo. Their term continues through 2026. They provided that paperwork, and the chart sheet will be updated appropriately. What we do have on our agenda tonight was provided by Mimo, and it's our budget. You all received it earlier. Are there any questions or comments? Do we need to send Patrick any updates?
I have a question. The services is a digital line item. Is that last year, 24 was 5,400, the increase to 54,000?
Oh, I'm sure that was a mistake.
Is that?
That's very lovely pickup, isn't it?
Are we budgeting for this event that we're looking to do? I know
not
it's not going to be that expensive, but I was just trying to think of if there were other things that we could.
I'm sure she meant to put $5,450, right, up from $5,439, yeah, which is kind of weird.
Right.
So I'm sure that's an error.
Okay.
Shall we adjust it on this budget? Do you want to leave the budget as is? Vote on it and ask them to change it? I'm comfortable adjusting it to $5,450.
Okay, so no one's aware of any other big expense. Okay.
Yeah.
I would support that.
Yeah.
Do we believe it's a typographical error?
That's what I'm believing.
Okay.
Yeah. Then that puts us back at me.
Yep.
In a big way. The other question I had is, we have a fund balance as a board, and that's the amount this board has. $676,000 in our coffers to spend within the JIB.
That might be what we have, but it gets divided among us, right? So there's
that's
not
what I
like
thought, but the fund balance from last year looks like it just kind of carries over from 24 to 25. So
why is it there? It should be a beginning amount should be zero, or else it's the fourth quarter that hasn't been dispersed yet. We need to know what that, we need an explanation on that, is what you're saying.
I think so. Other than that, I have no other questions.
I will send that question. I will ask for the change to the 5450 in email to us all, and I would expect that Patrick will answer. Okay? So, yes?
Recommend we just take it under advisement and maybe
not vote on it?
Not vote on it, but that would trigger a meeting next month. But
that's what that would do.
It's such an important matter.
You know, technology is a beautiful thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you can answer my call. Probably not, since he couldn't be here, right? But I tried. Oh, he can answer the call. Patrick? Yes, no, don't talk until we really need you to. You're on speakerphone here at our JEDS meeting.
Okay.
We have a couple questions about the budget.
Okay.
The first and probably most important is at the end of the budget, you have a beginning fund balance, all funds, and it's from last year, the activity is $676,000. And it carried over to 2025. And then the end fund balance, all funds, has a 662. So it makes it look like there is a fund we have with money sitting in it. And none of us believe there's money sitting somewhere. It's always divided up. Did I ask that correctly, Brandy?
Yeah. I'm actually in Jennifer's office. She's on speaker, so let me have her answer. Is it okay?
Yes. Isn't this hysterical? But I would just very much like to get it settled.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, so there actually will always be money in that fund, only due to timing. So at the end of the year, there will be money sitting in there that is then paid out in January or early February. So to answer your question, yes, it is always like 100% paid out, but there's always a lag in timing.
Okay, and that's what we thought it was. We needed to check it.
Should the ending 599 for 24 be the beginning for 2025?
Are you looking at the report I just sent yesterday with the budget on it?
Yes.
Okay, so that was not a fund report. I mean, you can see like there's a revenue and expenditure, and that's just obviously the difference of what was collected and expended.
Yeah.
But that is not the fund balance report. I can send that to you if you want.
He's just wondering how it ended at 599, but at the beginning of 25, the budget it got to 676.
You brought over the 24 beginning fund balance. I think it just you're probably in Excel and pointed to the wrong cell, maybe.
Oh, because of the very same. The 2024. Beginning fund balance is the exact same as the 2025 beginning fund balance.
Yeah, that report that I sent yesterday did not have the fund balance on it. Let me see what I sent you.
And then while you're looking on services additional for 2025 has $54,500, and we're wondering if that was supposed to be $5,450. Just because the 24 activity was 54.39.
I did not edit the numbers, so let me see. Okay, so I'm looking at the report of what I said yesterday. I didn't see it says the fund balance on the bottom there. So services additional, you're looking at 54, the budgeted amount for 25.
Correct.
Right. It's how many times? Ten times more than it should be based on 2024.
Yeah, I mean, I can look at that to see if that was an error. The budget is not final yet, either. So, if that's an error, then I can.
We were going to vote on it tonight, and approve this budget, and we were going to change to $5,450.
Okay. Well, let me. So right now I'm looking at the fund balance. So the beginning fund balance was $676,000.
Okay.
That?
Yep, you had that beginning fund balance in 2024, okay. And you have it for the budget in 2025.
Like I said, so we did implement new software. So this the report I pulled for you was literally the first time I've ever pulled a budget report in this software. So I have just deleted that a lot, honestly, because it is causing confusion. Right? So the beginning fund balance in going into 24 was the 676. That is correct. And yes, the ending fund balance, the ending fund balance is the 599. There's So there's a little bit in cover. I think that was for the recording secretary. But yeah, so then I'm looking at, yeah, I think the system was just calculating the, using the 1/24 number and the difference between revenue and expenditures for each for five. I have it closed 24, but that's the other part of it, right? It's still recognizing the beginning fund balance as 1/24 rather than 1/25.
I would suggest we table this for a month.
So yeah, right. So the budget isn't clear enough for this board. We need to make it
for today.
I have a question.
The 24 year is not closed yet, so that explains the fund base. I can look at that one particular line that you had a question about.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. I mean, this part, the account categories are pretty simple, right? The remittance of revenue. We're expecting almost $2 million. You're going to give $70,000 in tax refunds. We're going to give job grants that are already out there. We're not creating any new. There's some additional services we have to pay for. And then we have to pay Mommy.
Correct. And there's the audit in there. There's the insurance in there. And then the recording secretary is also in there.
Under is additional.
The 5552. Let me double check.
Great.
So under 5552.
Yes.
The audit was paid out of there. The recording secretary was paid out of there.
And we're planning to do some marketing this year, so that will be an expense in the $1,000 to $1,500 category, but all that doesn't add. I don't know what the audit cost actually.
So I did in 24. We did 15.45, and that's what I did for 25. If you're telling me that there's no other expenditures, then I will certainly reduce that on my end as well. But I thought to do the exact same thing I did in 24.
Even though we only spent $5,439 in 2024.
Yes.
Okay.
So I can certainly reduce that down. And in fact, I just did. So. And I will add a little cushion in there because you said you're going to spend some money on advertising.
Yes.
$1,000 or $2,000, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bump that up to $7,000.
Okay.
Do you want me to resend it? Or do you want to... Right
what
now.
Other questions do you have, Brent?
Well, so, Mark, does that include the event?
That
is the event?
Yeah.
Okay. My only other question was, do we need to budget for the fund balance? Is that something we need to budget for? Or it sounds like that's more of a...
Right. Really, we're just looking at the estimated revenue to here. To,
right.
To this...
It sounds like that's more of like an...
That's our budget
there
right
and,
there.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, we just strike that from the
balance.
Budget?
January.
This whole bottom half where it says 520, like could gone.
Right, right. Right.
I will delete that line so there's no confusion.
Yeah, and maybe we can get this passed yet tonight. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
What are we budgeting for the services additional?
Audit. Do we have an audit every year?
No. So 7,000 is the number that she was suggesting.
7,000 is the number.
Whereas last year with the audit, insurance, and services, it was 5,400. So
okay.
We should be, we won't have an audit, and we're doing an event.
Okay, okay. So that amount is being adjusted to
7,000.
7,000, okay.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. I'll send that right over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Okay, thanks.
Okay. So what we would be voting on is the MMT JEDS collection and the appropriations. The bottom part doesn't have anything to do with.
Right. And now we're at least showing a budget that's positive, not a negative.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. And it couldn't be explained to me. I wasn't capable of understanding what she was saying.
Okay.
I guess you're voting on a $2,200,000 collection. We have some
appropriations with everything below the appropriations line merely being for informational purposes.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So the total appropriations is
$2,166,300.
$2,166,300.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you guys feel comfortable voting on this as our budget for
No. No.
I do.
Okay. Do you want to make the motion, Gavin? To approve the budget?
Yeah. Motion to approve the 2025 budget as amended.
Can you share the total?
Best practice. Estimated revenue is $2,200,000 and total appropriations $2,166,300.
Good. I'll second.
On the motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great, the budget passes. Sorry, I had to do a phone call, guys.
Nope.
No worries. We don't have to drive. I don't have to drive far here. But they don't have to drive that bad. And I just looked at my calendar. I'm like, I don't know if I'll be here anyway.
I looked at our minutes. Our calendar. In our minutes, the calendar was approved for the third Thursday of every month. So I don't know that I need to amend that calendar. We didn't have December 18th written down, but in the minutes it said the third Thursday, so we're all set. It's required by the,
okay.
Yes, to have it at the, once a month. Whether we come or not isn't required, but,
mm-hmm.
So we have, is there any other comments, concerns? Okay, great. I would look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
That was Selhorst.
Thank you.
What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear what you said.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, sorry, but we got it.